Welcome, everyone. Today, we're jumping into the energies around this new moon in Virgo. If you've been feeling like something big is shifting, like maybe a deep reset button got pushed in your life, well, you're definitely not alone. This one feels significant, more than just the usual cycle. You know, it seems to be bringing some intense changes, maybe fresh starts, and yeah, maybe a bit uncomfortable, but potentially really transformative. We're talking today especially for those of you on a healing path, maybe guiding others, or just seeking your own way forward. Let's explore this together.
Absolutely. And, you know, while that intensity is real, it also holds these incredible chances for growth, both personally and, well, professionally, if you're in a helping role. Think of it like a really strong nudge from the universe. It's saying, okay, time to embrace change, maybe rethink how you do your day-to-day life, your practices. It's about stepping into a more authentic version of yourself. And that's not just for you. It changes how you show up for the people you support, too. It's a chance to really redirect your energy.
Okay, let's unpack that, because this new moon peaking around August 23rd, yeah, it really does feel like a cosmic reset button, like a catalyst for some major shakeups, maybe unexpected twists and turns. You might find things popping up that seem totally out of the blue, pushing you into changes you definitely didn't plan for, kind of knocking you off your path.
Exactly. And that specific feeling, that push or maybe feeling cornered, often that links astrologically to something called a yod, or the finger of God.
Mm-hmm.
Picture it like, well, like two planets are pointing really intensely at a third one. It creates this pressure point. It's not subtle. It's like the universe is saying, hey, you need to learn this lesson, or you need to figure out how to bring these clashing parts of your life together. It's a deep psychological nudge urging you to find some kind of synthesis, often in a way that feels, well, awkward at first. It's basically a call to trust your gut, your own wisdom, and just dive into the unknown. Stop trying to get everyone else's okay or trying to control every single detail. These changes, even if they feel disruptive right now, are actually aligned with your soul's growth. Even if it's not the path your logical brain would choose, it's what you need for the next step.
And that timing often lines up with eclipse season vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It suggests that some things, some big life shifts, are kind of meant to happen. They're fated, in a way. So our real choice isn't about stopping them, but how we meet them. You know, do we accept and flow, or do we resist and struggle? It's maybe about letting go of needing to have it all figured out. Because, honestly, that map you drew, it might just get tossed out the window.
Or set on fire, yeah. As the universe shows you a different way.
Right. And if these big shifts are happening, it makes sense our emotions would be dialed up too.
Oh, absolutely. It's totally natural for the inner world to get stirred up. During this time with the moon's influence, we tend to internalize things a lot. Your intuition might feel super sharp, like off the charts, picking up on all sorts of subtle things. But at the same time, there can be this really strong pull to either clamp down on those feelings, maybe that Virgo need for order kicks in, or the opposite, you might find yourself having these like uncharacteristic emotional outbursts. It's a real tension.
A real back and forth between those two extremes, yeah.
Yeah.
Even if your intuition is buzzing and you're feeling everything, you might still hesitate to actually say it or share it,
yeah.
Which makes finding healthy ways to let those feelings out really, really important for you and if you're guiding others too.
So important. If you're a healer or a guide, you got to notice these dynamics in yourself first, right? Mm-hmm. And then gently, but you know, firmly, help your clients find constructive ways to express what they're feeling, especially if they tend to hold back, maybe afraid of being messy or judged. This whole period is just prime time for setting and resetting boundaries, good, clear boundaries in all relationships. Because if stuff's been bottled up, it's probably going to bubble up somehow. Better to have safe ways for it to come out.
Mm-hmm. So that emotional intensity, especially around the new moon itself, say a few days before and after, it's a clear signal. Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on inside. Make sure you're processing things healthily, not letting them build up. It calls for being flexible with yourself, adaptable, rather than trying to control every single feeling. Okay, so building on that, yeah, finding balance amidst the unexpected. Let's talk about the core Virgo stuff, habits, routines. This new moon isn't just saying make new habits. It feels like it's asking us to fundamentally rethink what habits even are. For a lot of us, that goal of creating a more aligned life, a different experience, has been ongoing, right? We've been trying new ways of being since, say, April this year.
Yeah, and what's so interesting here, and often where the struggle is, it's not usually about knowing what needs to change. Intellectually, most of us get it. We feel the pull towards things that feel simpler, maybe easier, more based on passion, less rigid, you know, more.
Right.
Us, the real hurdle is making those new ways stick, making them consistent. We slip back into the old groove so easily, not because we actually like those old patterns anymore. Sometimes we don't even believe they work. It's just old habits die hard, right?
Yeah.
That unconscious pull to what's familiar, even if it doesn't serve us. So the work is consciously choosing, activating these new ways, habitually, day after day.
That's such a key point. It's like you're trying to update your internal software. These new behaviors, these new approaches, they're like the daily patch, the update. And if you apply it consistently, it starts fixing the bugs that kept crashing the system, right? But like any update, it only works if you actually install it.
And run it.
Regularly. You have to consistently do these new things. Doing them sometimes or a little bit, that's just not going to create that deep lasting shift you're looking for.
Which leads us to this really interesting, almost paradoxical aspect of this Virgo new moon. How do we make these new, flowy, passion-driven ways into a habit without falling into those classic Virgo traps? You know, the perfectionism, the overwork, the harsh self-criticism. I think the key insight for Virgo here isn't to fight that natural tendency towards structure, but to actually use it differently. Instead of rigid rules for old, maybe soul-crushing habits, we need flexible, inspiring structures for these new passion-led ways. It's about using Virgo's smart discernment to choose your daily actions, not to micromanage them into dust. Act when you feel inspired. Follow that authentic emotional current. Be okay with experimenting, even if it looks messy or chaotic compared to how you used to do things. This time is really asking for a totally new way of thinking about habits. Not rigid boxes, but like an organic, consistent flow that supports who you're becoming.
I love that. Integrating flow into habit. It really clicks. Especially when I think about the deeper meaning of service right now. For those of us who are healers, guides, coaches, this is huge. It's about service flowing from a heart, right? Not from ego or feeling like a martyr or needing people to see how helpful you are. Because when it's ego-driven, that's when we get drained or we focus on how we look instead of just being a clear channel.
That's a really profound check-in point for anyone in service. Notice. Do you feel drained or maybe even a bit resentful after working with someone, even if it seems successful? That can be a subtle sign you are operating from ego, maybe needing validation or a specific outcome. Heart-led service, paradoxically, often leaves you feeling more energized because you're tapped into something bigger. So the call is to blend our practical everyday actions with that higher vision of service. Remembering, we're not the doer of the healing, we're the channel. We're facilitating the conditions for spirit, for love to do its work. And there are subtle energies supporting this too. We've got Regulus, the royal star, involved, which speaks to integrity, leading from an authentic place in our service. And Archangel Raphael, connected to healing and that wise, analytical Virgo energy, reminding us to channel that divine help with both precision and heart, creating the space for miracles, really.
And connecting that big vision to practical steps. You mentioned the Yod pushing us to integrate opposites. I keep thinking about titration. I feel like a way through that challenge. Taking small steps, right? Conscious, manageable baby steps. Adjusting as you go, like how a therapist might guide someone through a tough physical movement or finding the right medicine dose, little by little.
Exactly. Titration is perfect here. Whether it's emotional processing or building these new habits, approach it in small doses. Dip your toe in, see how it feels. Notice any discomfort, but without judging it. Then maybe take another small step or adjust. It helps avoid that feeling of overwhelm, which can totally trigger the Virgo freeze response perfectionism or just shutting down. This way promotes sustainable change, not that all or nothing thing that usually leads to burnout. And what does titration demand? It demands being present, focused on this moment, right here, right now, not getting lost in endless future plans or anxieties. Remember that saying, perfect is the enemy of the good. Don't let wanting it to be flawless stop you from taking the next necessary, maybe imperfect step. You can't just sit around waiting for the perfect time or until you have every single detail mapped out. You just have to move one conscious, titrated step.
Yeah, and what's really hitting me now, and I think this will land for a lot of you listening, is how this whole period changes our relationship with action itself. It's really asking us to focus on the doing, on the journey, not just tunnel visioning on the end result we think we want. The process itself, acting in these simpler, easier, more passion-fueled ways that's meant to feel good. It's not just a chore to get somewhere else. It should be fulfilling now.
Which is exactly why building that internal validation is non-negotiable right now, especially if you're serving others. You have to consciously practice not looking outside yourself for the thumbs up, for permission, when you feel drawn to something that excites you, when that intuition pulls. Trust what you know inside. Listen to that quieter voice, the passionate one, and just walk your own path, march to your own beat, even if it looks weird to others, even if they don't get it right away. This energy is basically demanding. Be confident. Own your abilities. Own your worth.
So yeah, here's the challenge, maybe the invitation for you listening. Test it out. Really. Experiment. Try doing the thing that genuinely lights you up, even if your logical mind, or maybe other people, think it's kind of crazy or makes no sense. Make a conscious choice not to slip back into doing what you feel you should do, you know, because of tradition or responsibility or fitting in. If it doesn't actually resonate with your passion, with who you're becoming, let go of the respectable thing if it feels dead and maybe explore something totally different.
Because the more you lean into that,
that
messy, passionate, internally approved way of being, the more you genuinely start to fix what's been stuck. That's the real key, I think, to finally moving towards that more aligned reality, that different, better experience of life you've been working for, making it truly yours.
So as we wrap up our exploration today, just hold on to this. This new moon in Virgo is a really potent invitation. It's inviting you to redefine routine, to bravely embrace change, even when it's uncomfortable, because it's necessary, and to consistently, consistently apply those heart-led actions. In your life, in your work, it's about letting the old structures crumble, the outdated ways dissolve, to make room, so much room, for more authentic, inspired, and honestly more fulfilling way to live and serve. It really is like taking that medicine, not just when you remember, but consistently, intentionally.
And maybe that leaves us with a question to ponder, something for you to sit with. How might your own deepest healing, or maybe the most profound guidance you offer others? How might that truly blossom if you gave yourself full permission to ditch the perfect plan, to let go of that rigid, maybe ego-based blueprint, and instead just follow the intuitive, sometimes messy, passionate flow of your most authentic self, one imperfect but truly aligned step at a time?
Thank you so much for joining us in this exploration today. We really encourage you to take some time, reflect on what this Virgo new moon energy means for you, for your journey, and for how you support others. Carry that feeling of empowered, flexible action with you. Trust that even the steps that feel chaotic right now might just be guiding you exactly where you need to go towards who you're truly meant to be.